We are going to start off at our 8:30 session with an update on artificial intelligence. So this is a very timely and exciting topic. With us this morning, we have Henson Adams with Haynes & Boone. He is a partner at Haynes & Boone, and he told me he did not want to go through his bio, so it is in your packet. I will let you look at that at your leisure, and we will just get right at it here with Henson. So please welcome Henson.
Good morning, everybody. I do like being the first presentation of the day here. We'll get everyone with low energy, then high energy as the coffee starts to kick in. And some of you may have come to this conference last year, and I spoke on a really general introduction into artificial intelligence and some ethics issues. Things were still rapidly evolving. They are still rapidly evolving. Last year was more of a primer on here are some of the basics. Let me show you some of the things it can do, some of the big risks that we need to be aware of. And a lot of those things have borne out. And today is going to be sort of the next iteration of that, where we're going to be touching on a few things. And we'll give that roadmap. We'll sort of set the ethical stage. And I want to go through the high points of an ABA opinion that has come out regarding the use of artificial intelligence in the legal field. And it's a really great opinion, and it will give you a lot of information, more than I'll give you today if you want to go read it. I'd encourage everyone to read it. Then one of the things, and I'm an employment attorney at Haynes Boone, and so this is near and dear to me, but the reason I want to touch on it too here today, even though this is a renewable energies conference, is I want to briefly touch on some of the things we're seeing in the AI and hiring space. And the reason for that is everybody's got employees, so it's a real issue. Like that, this is real tip of the spear. But also, we're seeing some really interesting things. Like I feel like with artificial intelligence, there's been a lot of speculation about how things are going to be used. What could be? What is the future going to look like? This really sort of unknown, brave new world. We know it's changing, but we're not sure what it's going to totally look like. We're already seeing some really cool things happening that touch directly on legal issues, and it's going to affect everybody. And so one thing about employees is they know how to push the envelope, and employers can too. So we're going to see how that AI is making its way into that space. And then I'm really excited for this. We're going to have a bunch of quick hitters on AI fails and war stories that we've sort of seen over the year. So I mean, last year when I spoke, it was, watch out for these things. We had a few examples of some things that had happened, but we said, watch out, coming down the pike, there's going to be more of this. And so we're going to do an update. We're going to see all the weird stuff that's happened with artificial intelligence. And as we're doing that, I would encourage you to think about these examples that we go through, whether it's in the hiring or the AI fails and war stories, of how that could translate to the legal practice and the practice as attorneys. And I'll have some ideas too, but if you want to engage with me on that, that would be awesome as well. So let's jump right into it. So just to, before we get into the ethical piece of it, setting the stage for what is artificial intelligence. And this is actually the Congress has codified and has a statute that defines artificial intelligence now. We talked about last year generative AI and really got into neural networks and those things. The statutory definition does cover that, but really when we're talking about artificial intelligence here today, what we're referring to is generative AI, whether that's platforms like ChatGPT, Bard, which is now Gemini, right? And any other generative AI platform that you can think of, that's gonna just sort of be the ubiquitous term and the framing for this presentation. And really what that is at a high level is it is an algorithm that is taking inputs and it's using its data set and it's training based on that data set, which has created neural networks, which is what we got into last year, to predict outcomes. And it's formulaic. It seems like you're interacting with a human, which is what makes it dangerous and pernicious when it goes bad. And it's also what makes it so cool and such an interesting tool. And so it's a really important thing. It's here. I know there's been a lot of discourse about is this a good...